the game, but it's always the same. I'm the man with the name. Hippopotamus. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, 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 everybody. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yeah. And guess what? We're back. This is the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! How's it going, Carolyn? How you doing? Are you full? Are you filled with of Chinese food or whatever you call it? Peiwei? Peewee? What do they call that?
I'm filled with the noodles. Whatever. What is that called?
The what is it, Brian? Special guest this
special
week?
Special guest,
what do
Brian?
We call those noodles?
I feel like I'm going to vomit noodles.
Is it really?
Pad Thai, was it?
Too much Pad Thai?
Too much Pad and
I
Thai?
I didn't finish mine, and now it's in a box. I'm going to have it tomorrow for lunch.
It's going to be fabulous.
A double meal.
Fabulous place. I find that Peiwei is a very interesting restaurant because they have a red floor. Maybe that's what Chinese is. Chinese supposed to be red? Is that
know,
the colors?
I thought that was Russians.
Russians are red.
No,
the
China
Russians.
China has a red that's circle true. On a white background.
Yeah, but Pad Thai.
Wait,
is
what?
Not,
no, that's
Pad
not China.
Not Chinese. Though,
wait, China. China doesn't have a red circle on a white background.
Pad Thai is Vietnamese, isn't it? That's not
Pad
Chinese.
Thai.
Yeah, that's not Chinese, is it?
I thought it was. No, that is Vietnamese, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the Vietnamese flag? What's the Vietnamese?
Well, Thai, isn't it Thailand?
What, you said the Chinese had
you mentioned they had Chinese floors.
No, but you said the flag, you said the Chinese flag was the a red dot with the white background.
Yeah.
That's Japan.
Yeah, that's Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the Chinese flag?
Duh.
I don't think I know what the Chinese flag is.
The Chinese flag is red, isn't it?
I think so.
Does it have a dragon?
You know, they always say Red China. Haven't you heard the phrase Red China?
Well, that's because of
communists. Or am I making that up?
That's because of communists,
that's,
right?
Yeah, communism.
That's true. I don't even know what the Chinese flag is. Dude.
I don't know. I'm so drunk on food, I can't think right now. We're sitting here like, this is the best part. Like, yeah, Pad Thai's Vietnamese food. She's like, Thailand? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pad Thai.
Duh,
I get
it's
it.
In the goddamn
I get
name.
It. I get it now.
Where does the pad come from?
I love where that. We'll return to this conversation right
Maybe
after.
Maybe it's the menstrual pad.
Carolyn's news.
It's my news. I don't have any notes of me this time, but guess what? We had a good time at Smudge, which was this past Saturday, and all the photos are up at curls-studio.com. Check it out. Also, next month in April, on Easter weekend, the whole weekend is AwesomeCon at the DC Convention Center, and you can catch
Awesome Weekend.
You can catch Joe and I there. We will be there, and it will
They can
be,
try to catch me.
Try catches. Gotta catch them all, just
also,
like Pokemon.
Also, Brian's gonna be there, too.
I am gonna be there.
What?
That's my own
Wait,
effect.
Do that again. Do that again.
AwesomeCon. Yeah. We're gonna be
It's like the drunk on food episode.
Yeah, it's actually funny because a couple people have told me that they think that we are drunk when we record this show all the time. But yeah, that's just us because we don't drink. But yeah, so drunk on food for today, but at AwesomeCon, we'll be in peak performance at that time. And it will be amazing because Andrew WK is also doing a performance on that Saturday night, and that is exciting. And guess who else is going to be there? Phil Lamar, a magnificent
You're not excited
man
about Kevin Sorbo?
Voice.
You don't like Kevin Sorbo?
I didn't get to that. First of all, the guest list is like 30 celebrities. It's so massive.
Is it really 30 celebrities?
I didn't count them all, but the list looks huge. Kevin Sorbo will be there. And so will Carolyn and Joe and Brian.
Yes.
We will all be there. It'll be amazing.
You're going to have to try to catch either me or Brian.
Yes.
We will be around.
Around, out
around,
and about.
Around,
round. Round and round. Wasn't that a song from like the 80s or 90s?
Sure.
Round and round.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember dancing to that in dance class. Yeah, so we will be there. And also there's like a whole bunch of Comic-Cons coming up. Joe and I will be at the ANS Sci-Fi Comic-Con, And then, like, a whole bunch of stuff's gonna happen this fall. New York Comic Con, of course, Baltimore, and Small Press Expo. Joe and I will be at all of those shows. It will be amazing, but that's, you know, that's further out in the year, so make plans for that if you haven't already. But we'll be telling you more and more as it comes up. But that's pretty much the news at this point. Oh, and also, you can also grab a free copy of Magic Bullet number 8. Number 8. MagicBulletComics.com. Find the list of where they're all located and grab yourself a copy. We made 5,000, so gotta catch them all. It should be exciting.
I really enjoy the fact that we had no idea. I still don't know what the Chinese flag is, and I feel like they're really gonna be mad at us. All million bazillion people of China.
Oh, you know what it is? I think no it's a red. It I think it's red with yellow
with
stars.
With a white background?
Yeah, it's got stars
no,
on it.
No, it's red with like yellow stars. Can you look it up real quick just to confirm?
I'm not allowed to be on the internet while I'm on the show.
Okay.
it's against the rules.
It's against the rules.
So it probably looks like the American flag, but it's red and has dragons and stars
it looks
on it.
It's nothing like the American flag.
You ever watch that?
How long we fought communism?
Are you gonna look it up on your internet device, handheld internet device?
I am gonna look it up on my handheld internet device.
Have you ever seen that TV show Drunk History?
Drunk History?
Nah. Cooney was pushing that on me like hardcore.
What is that?
Basically, it's a show on Comedy Central. Well, I guess now it's on Comedy Central, but I guess it used to be on Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. Where I'm thinking, don't quote me on that, but it's basically like, I'm not sure where they get these people, but they have like, I guess maybe civilians, and they get them drunk, and they film them telling us about American or some sort of American history. But they get progressively drunk, so like they're like, well, and George Washington fucked them, you know what I mean, stuff like that. But while they're telling the history. Like American history or whatever history, it's reenacted by like real actors, like it's with like sort of quasi real production going on. But whenever they mess up, they still have to reenact that part.
Okay, I found it.
You found the Chinese flag?
Yes.
Yeah, red with white or red with yellow stars.
Red
right?
with yellow stars.
Thank you.
One big yellow star with surrounding half moon, four little yellow stars.
Can I see it?
Thank you, thank you.
And this is
see?
Also downloadable blank so that I can color it with my kids.
To turn it into your own
it's
type
an art
of
project.
Into your own what's it called? Social what is communism? What is that? Social what is it? Classifies as
the whole family can sit around and share it, do it equally.
No, but not the girls. Not the girls.
Girls aren't part of the family.
You have to kill them.
Wait. So, what is the rule that in China they can only have one girl,
one child?
They can have one child.
I don't know. I've heard that.
And they have to kill the girls.
So yeah. Ahead of time.
So like, there's
you're
like
gonna have a female.
No, they wait till they're born and then they.
And they slice them. And dice.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't be laughing.
They should just
that.
Kill the mother while they're at it at that point.
Do they have that in the Middle East? Is that what the Middle East has?
I don't know what they have.
Because they're always like hushing the females. I guess they don't treat the females as well
like,
there, too.
That's where they what are they, just basically cut off the clitoris?
Oh my god. Is that what you, they cut off
yeah,
the
they
clitoris?
Yeah, they like maim the woman's vagina.
That sounds
vagina
so disgusting, cutting off the clitoris.
Yeah.
How'd you even cut off the clitoris?
It's there.
The clitoris. No, it's not there to be cut off.
The clit command.
How do you think that the women, do you think that obviously women in America are treated a little bit better, but how do you think that?
I think they're treated a lot better when they're cutting clits
not as
off.
Good as, not as good as the ones in Canada.
Well, what do you, I mean, like, I think globally, like, men are still much more predominant than women. Like, but do you think women in America
what do you mean,
are
population-wise,
being,
or you mean
just anime? Treatment? Overall, like, human treatment.
Human treatment altogether.
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying. Men are treated better?
Yes.
By other men or by women?
This is a tough question, Brian.
By men, politicians? By
men are,
the government?
Men have more opportunities and are treated better globally.
You think so?
Yes.
Still to this day?
Yes. Well, because like in other countries, women can't even drive.
I think you're just holding on to a crutch. You just throw that crutch away, you move along up the ladder.
Whenever I've heard that response.
If you cover your face, you can't drive.
That's not happening here.
I know, but like, what if it did? Like,
well, that's not the question. You said they are.
No, I know, but.
Well, you know what? I think you're onto something. I think we should start implementing that as a new law. cover your face up.
Cover your face.
I don't
want to
see you
drive.
That's right. That's not drive. A law. That's a religion that they're following. Yeah, it's not a law installed. Listen, all women
Let's
must
change
now cover the face.
That's right. That's gonna be the new law, dude.
But the Senate is, or whoever who votes on the votes on the laws.
The House.
The House is like, well, they brought up this new bill. No, it's a bill.
Can you imagine,
no, a bill
like,
turns into
the
a law.
Women would riot?
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
They'd be like, okay, the government said so, so I have to cover my whole face.
I think they'd all cut off one tit and become...
This is the Why the Last Man now. Amazons, reunite.
That's right. Actually, I've only read book one of Why the Last Man, so don't spoil it. But I know about the I know about the boob thing.
Yeah. Brian read that so fast.
I read that thing straight through.
Really?
Yeah. It was awesome. I was like,
I like it.
They need to make a TV show out of that.
Don't tell me anymore, because I only read the first book, but I want to read more. I just got... This is how I do with reading. Like, I'm really into it, right? And I'm reading it.
I can tell you're really into it. You read the first book.
Read a couple words.
No, I finished the first book. Oh, okay. I'm on the start of the second book, but... What happens is I get distracted with, like, another book. Mm-hmm. So basically I have a whole bunch of books that, like, I only read part of it, and then I go on to another book, but I still really like the book. It's just that I get distracted. So what is that called? Like a non-completion reader?
I guess that's what it's called.
Easily distracted.
Yeah. But actually, you know what? I am almost finished with a book that I bought earlier. I bought it a couple days ago. At the comic book store, it's called The Worst Idea Ever by Jimmy Gownley. And I am almost done with it, and it's awesome. And I spent I've only been reading it for like two sessions of reading.
What's it about?
Huh?
What's it about?
It's about like,
sorry, people, the food's like, getting to me.
It's about basically his career starting out as a cartoonist. And but it's like written from like his high school point of view when he has his first comic. Okay. But it's cool because it's like the start of high school. So he has a relationship with a girl. I want to actually pass it on to Joe to read, so I don't want to tell the full plot. But
well, you have to finish it first.
I know. But it's really good. That's the thing. I am going to complete it probably tonight.
There we go.
Well, there we go.
I'm like 85%
Everyone,
done.
Go check it out. So. It sounds amazing. Yes. I don't know what it's about, but
I know
it sounds amazing.
Yeah, but pitch that.
Good pitch.
The hard pitch there.
Comic books in high school.
That's the very end.
How can I do a better pitch?
Don't ask me how you can do a better pitch, or else I don't give away my secrets.
Oh, gosh. Well,
people always ask me, so how do you make these pictures look so good, Joe? I'm not gonna fucking tell you. You're gonna steal my shit.
Here's a step-by-step formula.
Here. I always find that really weird. There's like it's like there's a lot of people that are always like that. They're like, wow, that must be a really great camera you're shooting with, or like, you know, like, that's an amazing picture. That must be a great camera. It's like, I guess the camera just shot itself then, didn't it?
It's a pinhole.
Yeah.
It lit itself.
It lit itself. Oh my God, Brian, did I tell you? Did I tell you one of my biggest pet peeves and annoyances, and just almost a good reason for me to murder someone, is that like, so say like I shot like a music video or a film or something like that, and someone on set would like, say like one of their entourage would shoot a photo of it, and then I see that photo with the subject in it, and that photo would be posted on their Facebook with their credit on it. And they would take, and then all these people, all these motherfuckers, like, wow, great shot, I love the lighting, oh, it looks so good. And he's getting all the fucking glory.
Like, I'm all like,
but they're getting it, like, whatever fucking photographer they did, right. They get all the credit for, like, you're just so good. And I'm like, motherfucker just stole my thunder. I lit that shit, I set up the shoot,
right.
And this is a fucking, you know, this commoner. Can come out here and can like just post it, and all of a sudden everyone thinks it's so great.
Communist thinks it's cool to share.
Yeah, dude. That's like socialist. That's been such my massive pet peeves. Not even pet peeves, just like hatred.
Right.
Of just like that ignorance towards that. I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna shoot this photo and give it away and think, you know, I'm gonna parade like it's my shot. Like they just rolled in and all the lighting was. They set up all the lighting or something like that. You know, they just stole it. What do you think about that? It's annoying. I hate it.
I think it sucks. How about when they erase your watermark?
Yes! They fucking erase my watermark is the fucking worst part, too, man. It's lame enough to have to put a watermark on it.
Yeah.
But for the fact of people just, like, taking it away and then taking credit. The fucking models do that all the time, and it's so bullshit, too. I hate that. I hate them all. Communism.
Communism. Unite.
I don't even know why I brought that up.
I still get annoyed on like YouTube videos where you're like looking for a clip of a movie or something, and then like they have this whole intro that's like produced by JG Productions, and it's like
Hyperdrive
619, you know? and I'm like
Hyperdrive
what?
Digital,
and I'm like, what? That's not even like a company. You didn't actually do anything. You just like recorded some other thing, and then like it's quite obvious that it's like a Peter Jackson or something, and I'm like, what? J99 did not produce that bit. You know, like, I'm like, this is Lord of the Rings. Like, I'm just like, what? How can you take credit for that?
Well, that's the crappy thing about the internet. It's like...
They're like, I put it up there, so I get credit.
Yeah, there's many crappy things about... Really, the internet as an idea is not crappy. It's actually quite wonderful. It's fucking humans, man.
Well, it gives everybody a voice, no matter how shitty that voice
is. But then I mean, not saying that my voice is the greatest, but I'm just saying, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, but I can tell when... I can just tell when it's just, like, just, you know, not... I was about to say worthless, but maybe it is worthless. To being honest about it, you know? When people are, like, are speaking towards the whole internet as a whole, and they're like, I'm feeling about having a pizza tonight. Going to have a spa later tonight. You guys cool with that?
I'm sad. I just took a shit. Awesome. Thanks.
I just feel part of me, I feel, is warranted because I do deliver, hopefully, enough content to give weight to my word. Right. You know, that's all that I really hope, that, like, you know, I'm doing enough stuff that, like, people can say, like, okay, he's warranted because, you know, he's out there busting his ass and then giving shit for free, pretty much. Then other people who are just like, you know, look at the salad I just made. Boom. Shot off my phone. I don't know. Maybe
people,
I sound...
People just want to feel important.
Yeah, it's true. I want to feel important, too. Yeah. But I don't, because...
They want to be loved. They want to be clicking the like button.
It's quite amazing, because, like, just this week alone, and you guys already know this, but, like, two of my photos have been on Facebook, like, reported and taken down. And it's the first time that's ever happened to me, and... It's when people post like comments towards like why you know, they all give their comments like, oh my god, what prudes, I can't believe they did that, who did that, and then but someone left a comment of course saying like, well, that's good because that means someone's looking at it, you know what I mean? And that partially,
well,
that
is no
true.
One is,
that's the person that flagged you.
Yeah, that motherfucker. But here's
your number one fan.
But here's my thought process on being reported and having my stuff taken down. One, the image that was taken down was for Support the Gals, which is the charity for that's associated
bra
with
donation.
brasforgood.org.
Right.
It's weird because, you know, that's standing up for you know, it's empowering women through bra donation against, you know, standing up for women who have been abused. Right. You know what I mean? And it's like there's no nudity on it. And then like people are purporting a charity image. You know what I mean? It's sort of just like, it's almost like going against the grain of that.
Well, it's kind of even like, you know, PETA does like the fur.
Yeah.
Ink, not mink and stuff. And it's like a nude Dave Navarro, like holding up over his special area, you know?
What's
like,
the special area?
His twig and berries.
And like, you know, like I could see somebody like, oh, I'm going to report that. But it's like a national campaign, PETA.
Yeah.
Like, so it's one of those things that like, you never know what people are going to be offended by.
Well, my first thought is this. It's apparently, if you're going to be my friend on Facebook and you see all my postings and what my content is, you know, this podcast, the photos or the films, it's like, and then you go and flag something of mine. It's like, then why the fuck are you my friend?
Well,
they're
maybe
not your friend. It's Facebook. Joe.
That's what I'm saying. Why
it's
are
like
you
like Fight Club? They're single serving friends.
But it's also like, where if you're gonna go in and watch a rated R movie, and then you complain that there's violence and nudity in it, what the fuck do you think rated R stands for?
Well, maybe they are jealous or something. Maybe they just want to flag you down.
But that's what Brian and I thought of. Like when that the second one happened. And, like, it's clearly, it's that new, it's a B-side image from the Taboo Girl calendar, Taboo Girls Get Naked, that's sold out. It's like, when I saw that, I was like, you know what?
I like that quick plug.
Yeah. But, like, when I saw that, and I showed that to Brian, and I was like, there's clearly no nakedness or pornography in it. And the first thought he said was like, I think someone's out for you. And I feel like now I clearly feel
but
that
also,
someone's out for
you
me.
You know what is interesting? I listened to this NPR segment about a guy who actually, I think he used to work for Facebook, but basically his job is to look at the flagged things and determine if they need to be removed or not.
Yeah.
So just so you know, it's not as easy as somebody just flagging it and then it's automatically taken down.
Yeah.
They actually have to have they have a human person, not a computer, behind the wall or whatever. And like they are supposed to determine if it's bad enough to show or good enough to show.
Which is hilarious.
So that means that there is a real human person out there that agreed with the flagging took it down.
That agrees that like a covered up naked woman who's shaving the head of some dude, of some guy, part of the support the gals, like the most, probably the tamest and funnest image is like pornographic. I'm fine with that. But the fact that someone had to like point that out seems like someone's gunning for it.
You know, it's interesting because I remember also Angie Pontani, I believe, like this is like a long time ago, it might have been like over 2 years ago, but I remember her post of like, oh, now somebody flagged one of my pictures.
You made it.
Well, it's like, first of all, you know what? Like, if you're friends with Angie Pontani, she's a burlesque like performer, you know what I mean? So yeah. Like, you know you're going to... And obviously there's no straight up nudity.
Artistic stripping, you know?
But like, you know, and her photos are gorgeous, so like... I don't understand why anyone would, and I don't even know what the particular flagged image was, but I remember her posting about it. But it's almost like, then why are you friends with Angie Pontani? Why, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Who are these people that are reporting it? If you don't want to like see any type of nudity at all, and that's fine. If you just don't care for any type of nudity, then don't be friends with a burlesque performer.
Yeah.
Or don't be friends with a photographer who shoots women. You know,
like, part of the theory could be right, that maybe there's some jealous ass model out there that's like not down, because there's a lot of people.
How do you know if it's a model? It could be someone else.
Yeah, quote unquote. Maybe that's the truth. How do I know it is a model? Because maybe it is quote unquote a girl acting like a model. How there's many girls are like, I'm a model, when you're clearly not. And it's to that point where like I've rejected that said model or models several times, and they get pissed off. They're like, when are you going to shoot me? When are you going to shoot me? And then I don't answer back. Maybe it's one of those things that they're trying to, you know, do some sort of revenge.
And in the end, all this happening, we find out it's just Jake.
Yeah, it's just fucking Jake. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, man, but that's how it is.
You know what would be really interesting?
Maybe it's my Equinox, because I did go to like all the people I was annoyed with and start flagging every image they had.
There it is.
Oh, really?
At least the annoying ones.
Well, there you go.
That's what happened. That's what you get for sticking your thumb in other people's pies.
No. Vengeance.
Vengeance.
It's true, man. But, like...
It's not true.
Yeah, then why are you flagging other people's images?
Well, because they were annoying.
Well, I didn't know that, so...
What are you talking about? You were part of it, too.
No. I didn't do any...
I did it right in front of you. You're like, this. I was like, this person's really annoying. And you're like, yeah. And I was like, you dare me to flag it? And you're like, you can do whatever you want, but...
No,
you
know, I never did. I was never a part of that.
Oh, that's cool. You can say that.
I was never a part of that.
I'm innocent, too.
We're all innocent.
We're all innocent. We're all innocent.
I'm innocent. You're
all innocent.
No, I am off Facebook, so... You know it wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you.
Are you living through Facebook vicariously through Joe?
No.
I'm now representing two people on the internet now.
did you get off the Facebook?
I didn't. I did not delete my account.
How far? Oh, we'll see. You're just not like a junkie.
No, I'm. Oh my god.
I'm off the Facebook, but I didn't delete my account. But I'm off. I swear, I don't go on.
No, I'm not.
Maybe later tonight for just like 5 minutes.
I know. I haven't been on. I haven't been on because of Lint.
Yeah. I believe you. Sure.
It's true.
You're not sneaking any Facebook time.
But you know what's effed up about it?
What?
Facebook has sent me probably 5 or 6 emails. Okay, so when did Lint start? Last Wednesday, right? So basically it hasn't even been a week, right? And Facebook has probably sent like 6 or so emails that's like, so-and-so wants you to check out your photo he posted of you. So-and-so left a comment for you. And then like it keeps trying to like weed you back. And
like,
I have
hey,
not...
Hey, don't you want
to
get high today?
I have not. I have not. Honestly, I have not been tempted. I really haven't.
That you're talking about it right now, so there's some form because, of
dreaming of.
Because we're on the topic.
The feed.
Uh-huh. The feed. But part of me is like, am I actually missing anything? And I don't think I am. But you know what? As far as like comics news goes, a lot of comics is like grassroots promotion. So like, I probably am missing something. But oh well.
It amazed me how anything ever got done before the internet. How do people promote for shows? So many. How do people show up?
Because like they
remember when I was
flyers or something. I remember newspaper.
I guess I'm so used to promoting that I'm willing to like just delve, you know, dance with the devil in that situation. Because even at the beginning of Project Res, it was like, you know, me putting up flyers everywhere and then having them torn down.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, now you're posting shit. Nothing's changed. Yeah. It's just
digital posting
that's
now.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, there's a section that of me that really enjoys promoting. You know, I don't mind it. And also, there's the other necessity aspect of promoting because, like, you know what? No one's fucking gonna promote me.
Oh yeah, no promoting's good.
I also like Jessica Siebel like asked me. She's like, man. Like, everyone who sees your work, they really love it. But then when I look at it online, like, how come no one freaking, like, likes it? And I'm like, I was like, Jessica, I can tell you the reason why. Because I am unlikable. That's
no, actually,
what it is. I'm an unlikable person.
I have a reason why. Because I think that we constantly are doing work. So people are always, like, expecting it. They're like, oh, yeah, Joe's always going to post a photo every day. Carolyn, there's her comic or there's her sketch before sleep. And they're just going to, like, expect an illustration or a photo or some type of thing every day, and like people are looking. It's just that people don't comment.
They just don't like it.
No,
that's if you don't like it, they don't like it.
They don't like it. People will not recognize anybody in this world unless there's some hint of like recognition from some other source.
Yeah,
that they recognize, and then they're like, oh, like you say that now, no one's looking at. Well, what if like you know some big magazine took you on and your shit was posted all over the place? They'd be like, "Oh, I've been watching Joe's shit forever."
Yeah, they're gonna come out of the woodwork.
No, it is true.
I was hanging out with him yesterday.
But that's the thing. It's you know that's the way it is, and then people get a little bit of recognition. Everybody's sucking their dick, and they you know,
and then that like recognition. But then that recognition doesn't even matter. That doesn't mean anything either.
No,
it's like
no,
this.
It doesn't. But you know, I mean, it's just
humans, man.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. People don't care anymore unless you're like in the limelight, you know what I'm saying?
Was it like Capella was saying something like yesterday saying like that I'm good. I posted about her Intel shoot like super fast before she did. And I was like the one behind the camera. Yeah. So how the fuck did he do that?
It's like Joe's so good.
That's what Dan says. He's like he doesn't even from Hackstone Film Group, he was like, I didn't even see Joe Instagram. He already did like 3 Instagram posting and he's the one who's shooting the commercial.
Yeah.
How does he do that? Because there's moments where I can just sleep.
Skills.
Put it in, man.
Skills with the Z.
Skills with the Z. Well, here's an interesting thing. I want to bring this up, Brian, because it's quite obvious, and I do want to talk about it. Or I just want to hear you talk about it, and then we can talk about it back and forth, however you want to talk about it. But since we are shooting, we are in the middle of working for Intel and then filming basically the grandest science fair that you can possibly reach. And I remember a scenario when we were looking at all the winners and you noticed something that was off. And I love the way you phrased it because you're in a group and you're telling me the story. But you're like, hey, guys, how come there are no African-Americans here? You know, and I come to look at it and I was like, that's true. Asian, Indian, Asian, Jewish, and a few females. I mean, there's a lot of female like Asian ones, like Chinese ones too.
A couple white girls in there.
And I was like, but there is no
white boys, couple white girls.
But there is no African.
A lot
African,
of Indians, a lot of, not just
Middle
Indian.
East. There's not even a Middle Eastern, is there?
Yeah, there's some Middle Eastern.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's every other ethnic group
African Americans. And, like, I really wondered that. Because, like, for some reason, because when you said that, it made me actually go back into my mental archives about the other people from the other years when we were working on this. And I was like, I actually don't recall there ever being an African American at all.
I don't remember.
Or black, whatever you
want to
call it. Black American.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? And it made me sort of wonder, is that just, are they not, do you think they actually try? Or are they just not good enough? Or, and I was just like, well, I was like, is this something that black people are not interested in? Is making like solving problems or something like that?
I don't know, man. I don't get it. It was also something just...
Like, the whole term African-American is kind of strange to me, because if I was a black person, I feel like I would be offended by the term African-American, even though that's more PC.
That's what I said. He said African-American.
No, because it's like...
That was my attempt at trying to be PC.
Yeah.
Whenever I think anyone tries to be PC, it really just comes out more.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Yeah, but it also, like, but I would be like, I'm not even from Africa. Like, what? African-American? Like, I would be like, I'm an American and I'm black. You know,
well,
like...
you know, your descendants are from Africa. Now, I mean, if you think about it,
how many years ago?
All right, I'm not trying. I'm not trying to start no shit, and I'm not being racist with any comments. But
it's okay.
It's like you want to hold on to slavery forever and ever, but you don't want to hold on to your heritage in Africa. You just want to hold on to what's going to be convenient for you at the time.
Proud, hard workers there.
I don't understand, like, why he's so bad about calling somebody black. Like, I'm white. They're
black. Whitey. No.
Do you know what I mean?
They're black.
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's all just white and black with you, isn't it, Carol?
There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think that is actually
no, I don't either.
Racist. It's just like, oh, they're black. Like, how else would I describe them? Like, they're a person? You know, oh, it's a man? Okay, he's black. You know, like, his name is John. You know, like, it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's who they are, and that's what they look like.
But maybe
somebody was like, describe John to me, and I'm like, oh, he's a man, he's black.
What's happened to that? What happened to that?
You know?
Black and I'm proud. You know, that's a lot of that.
Like, you know, but that's like if somebody was to, like, describe Carolyn, be like, oh, she's a girl, she's white, you know, like, what's wrong with that? I'm be like, wait, you call me white?
Damn,
no,
you call that person
do
white.
Do not call me white, okay?
You know, never like, again like, call me white.
Never again. I'm an American, okay?
Only an American.
Like, I'm a white American.
What about those Native Americans over there? They're Native Americans.
I'm a Northern American.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a Northern American. Northern. Get it right, and don't call me white ever again.
But see, like, my...
Or else you'll crack that whip.
When I was trying to decipher the answer to that your question of like why are there no African Americans here with the like trying to solve these amazing, you know, I don't know, cure cancer and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And I was just like, you know what? I don't know if I made it sound harsh or not. But I think my answer was like, you know what? Because their dreams, all they want to be is hip-hop star, basketball player, or stuff like that. They don't really want to try to solve it. I don't know if that sounds racist or not. You know what I mean? But I was just like, maybe because that's what they're taught to be. They're like,
no, we were talking about like the cultural influence of like how you're brought up and what society like impresses on certain people and certain cultures of people of a way of a lifestyle to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I definitely feel like in the black community, there is a sense of like, oh, it's cool to like, you know, I just want to be a football star or be hip. I want to take an easy road instead of working hard to get somewhere. You know what I mean?
I also felt like because those are the cool jobs.
Well,
you
it's
know
not
what
even
mean?
That. It's just they want
like a record producer.
I mean, if you think about it, producer. It does come from like parents and stems from generations of parents, grandparents, whatnot. I mean, if they didn't want to work hard to get anywhere and, you know what I mean, and just live off of whatever,
yeah,
you know, they didn't want to strive for anything, then their kids aren't going to want to either. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? They're not going to be instilled with a work ethic, you know, that's going to push them to do anything.
I mean, it's just I brought up the fact of like...
And it's not just, there's white people like that and,
yeah.
and every race
every,
like
there's
that.
There's Asian people like that,
but
Native Americans
feel
like that.
With the, I just feel like for some reason that there is something more... induced into it with the black community with the way that their culture is the way they I don't know how
I mean,
to
look
describe
at,
it
look
but.
At like stuff like Hustle and Flow, look at all those, you know what I mean, situations where it's
like kids, proud to be a pimp, proud to
yeah,
be this and that,
that's
like
part of the culture where it's yeah. like, no, I need to be gangster,
yeah,
you know, I need
yeah.
to be gangster, that's what the coolest thing to do is be gangster. And it's like gangster doesn't really, it's not a to be, I always found that really stupid. I actually really found that to be really dumb when people are just like, hey, what ideas for a character do you want to be? I want to be gangster. I was like, are you serious? You want to be gangster? You want
to... I want to give a quick shout out to...
I'm
not thinking this is part. I'm being serious. I want to give a quick shout out to my boy Jake Pulliam, because when he listens to this episode, he's going to just be like, calling me a racist. He always thinks it is just like a joke between me and him. He thinks, I don't know, it's just a funny thing. It's not real, but... if he listens to this, I just know he'll be saying something to me next time I see him.
But like, what?
But
how is it?
Really
wait,
feel
wait,
like
how
they
is
try
it,
to value education,
but,
though.
Yeah, but how is it? How is it racist? It's not racist. You're trying to just like the super smart kids who are
trying to
cure cancer. Yeah, we're trying to understand why there's none of those kids are there, and we're trying to go back and think of like maybe it's like that's not their priority. Is maybe
where do their priorities lie, which like again stems from
survival. I was saying it's survival, and that's just to make the most money and be famous so they can do that. They're not trying to, they're trying to survive by like making, you know, making money. Okay, sell drugs, make money. Oh, I need to be hip hop star, make lots of money. I need to
play games. Using the hip hop star thing because that's kind of like a stereotype. But
that's what the, it's almost like, you know, when you see them, we are working on those stereotypes, and we're like, those stereotypes are, that's what their dreams are a lot of times. Like, I gotta play ball. I could be, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
Do you think it's because that's the only way they feel like they can make it?
I feel like the first step is, oh, that looks so cool. You know what I mean? So that's that initial dream. And they're like, oh, I see a, and then first,
but
it's,
I mean,
like,
white kids too, and any other culture is like, oh, sweet, it'd be awesome to be a famous
rock star.
Athlete or rock star, because they make all the money, get all the ladies and have fun and blah, blah, blah. So I feel like that's...
It's general, just generalizable.
Especially now, because
like
all the young kids,
everything.
All the young kids, like no matter what race they are, they all want to be like American Idol.
Right.
But then that sort of deters the whole solution. So it's not just them. Maybe it is like, you know, maybe it's just not something that's in a situation. Say if you have a lower income family or you're black or something like that, maybe you don't have the resources to be like they don't have the labs. Or they don't have the programs.
That's not true, though,
because
they all
like,
get the same books from school.
Maybe, do they get the same books?
Well, like, not every county is different. So maybe the D.C. public schools or whoever, you know, isn't doing, like, the best that they can do. But everybody does have access to library. Everybody has access to internet. Like, to a certain extent, there's, like, an individual motivation, like, that if you want to be smart or if you want to learn about an actual subject that isn't hip-hop or whatever, like, you can do whatever you want to do, like,
right.
I mean, yeah, certain people do have advantages, you know, maybe you can actually get sent to, like, a private school or something and, like, concentrate on a math degree or whatever, you know, that is an advantage, but if you were from a poor family, there's nothing super holding you back. If anything, you can get scholarships and get a free ride to college and all that, so... I don't know. It could work both ways. You could work more opportunities that way. But also, it's... I had a point to make, but I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. That happens all the time.
Ah!
But no. I do know a lot of black people that are super smart.
So where are they?
Playing
basketball.
In the gym, pumping iron.
Nah, man, there's a whole population. We work with, there's a lot of African Americans.
Oh my god.
Name one.
No, I'm saying the people that we work around, there's people up that are higher up in producers and other stuff that are, you know.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, they've done fine. They're doing it. There's a bunch of people that are doing it, but I just don't. I guess my whole point is I don't understand this. And it does kind of stem from that whole cultural idea of it's cool to be stupid and gangster.
Well, see, that's what I brought.
Wait,
that's what I brought up.
But
this is what one thing I think one spot that I said was like, you know, when you're
it's
growing
cool
up,
to have my pants sagging.
Yeah, what
and
you have
be
a
dick and
but,
litter. And
that's the thing. It's like
being an asshole. I don't know.
I feel like there could be another level of bullying because we were talking about that at Payway or Peewee or whatever you call it. How like maybe these? Do you think these smart kids are getting bullied in school? I think like maybe in the black culture, when you are that super smart kid and then you're surrounded by a bunch of like other people trying to be gangster or hip hop, you know, and you're like, oh, I have this awesome theory. They're like, fuck that shit, nigga. All you know, right. we need to go play some of Call of Duty and play ball and something like
that's
that. You know what I mean?
That was what the train of thought that I lost was, because I have heard of like exposés or whatever and like documentary programs about how like a black kid in the community, like there might be a standout educational star, and then like the whole community just dishes him and like trashes him.
Because like, oh, now you're too good for us,
yeah.
Huh?
So
that's
like,
what I think.
I don't understand,
that
like, but shouldn't they be proud of that kid to be like, wow, this kid is straight A student. He's awesome.
Maybe see, because they can't let go of the past.
That's also the feeling that I get from that culture is we can't let go of the past. And what makes it worse, you know, about not being able to let go of that and move forward is that you use it as a crutch and you're constantly leaning on it. And you can't get anywhere if you're constantly leaning on that.
And also
you know
the
what
president.
I mean?
That's, it becomes an excuse.
The president is half black. You know, everyone's all excited to be like, now we have a black president and stuff like that. And I thought they would encourage like that whole culture more. But it feels like nothing really
lazy?
Changed. Nothing really changed though. And it's just like, man, that was supposed to be all empowering for you and hasn't changed at all really.
Part of me feels like a lot of them, I mean, maybe there's a percentage of them that think like, oh, now we have a black president. Free ride! We got a free ride now. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like.
I'm pretty sure this podcast is going to get flagged. Now.
But what I'm saying, like, all right, if it's not true, if there's a percentage of people, if they really think about that, and that they don't think that there's a percentage that actually thinks, oh, free ride, that when we had a black president, then I'll admit to be wrong. You know what I mean? That's fine.
Remember,
if you can prove me wrong towards that, if you can't find like 20 people who are just like, black president, now we finally get our due, and that's understandable because, like, you know, until I get an Asian or Filipino president up there too, maybe I'll say that too. But I don't know.
Definitely, I mean, there's a whole lot of uneducated people in America. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I'm not saying I'm the fucking smartest person ever, you know, but who is
But who is the smartest person ever? You know what I mean?
Uneducated, but that's the problem too. Kids. Like, you see that when Obama was first elected, they even said it. There was like a 20% increase in voting that people had never voted before.
Yeah.
So it's like, are those people just voting because it's a black president? Do they even have an educated vote?
Yeah.
Are they even come with an educated vote? Are they voting strictly because of that?
Yeah. Is that the only vote they did when they were in the reg? Did they vote for the bills that was passed? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. Was it just that, just because of that? I mean, that's not a very educated vote. You know what I mean? You're not watching anything. You're just like, oh, he's part black. I'm going to vote for him.
That's just the popularity vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's, you know, that's the kind of uneducated decisions that a lot of uneducated people in that population make. And
I don't know, and if I'm wrong, that's fine. I'd love for that to be proven wrong, to see a genius black kid. If anything, I am putting
that kid's probably actually out there.
Yeah, I'll put my fucking money on this, and it might sound wrong, or it might sound right, or it might sound ironic, or it might sound really super racist. But I'm gonna put if I had millions of dollars, I'll place millions and millions of dollars and vote that a black kid is going to be the one that cures AIDS.
Cures AIDS?
I am going to say that. That's probably what's going to happen.
They probably already have a cure.
And it was black.
And then, like, they probably already have a cure, but they're waiting for the right person to give credit to that will be black to announce it.
Or they're trying to silence the black kid.
They're going to be like,
this would be a great moment to reveal the cure. And then they, like, have this person that's, like, perfect enough to,
13-year-old, you know.
Genius kid.
13-year-old Latrell.
Latrail.
I always use Latrail as like the scapegoat black man voice because during my backyard wrestling days, we didn't have a black wrestler, so we put someone underneath a ski mask.
Jesus.
Oh my God. We called him Latrail. He had it black.
Who is that?
I can't say. That'll destroy everything. All the building blocks will be destroyed after that. God. And all the dude would just say is, Latrell! And do like the Fat Albert wrestler voice.
Who is that guy in Fat Albert that, like, he had a ski mask, but I always thought it was like a shell? It was like a pink shell. Like a seashell on his head.
That was a hoodie.
Like a ski mask.
Yeah, but it went over. Yeah,
but then, like, I always thought he was wearing a seashell when I was younger, and I was like, "What the hell is this kid wearing?" But I love Fat Albert. I still have my Fat Albert comic book that was anti-drugs. Yeah.
Fat Albert was all about drugs, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. I have it. Actually, it's about a gang that's a prominent place in my bookshelf.
They just hang out. Fat Albert, they just hang out on the streets, don't they?
And they play b-ball.
Was that show racist?
A little bit.
It'll be racist if all those people
like
were voiced
Bill,
by
white people. It was like a Bill Cosby show.
It'll be racist if all those people were voiced by white people. Same person that did He-Man did the Fat Albert voice. No, but see, like, I'm not saying that there's no smart black people, because I've run into, like, amazing smart black people. I'm just like...
Yeah, there's smart people and stupid people all over the world. I just don't understand why the majority of that culture...
Doesn't strive to be that?
Doesn't strive for something more. Like, all they want to do is...
Because they want to be, they want to be street.
It sounds like I'm categorizing the whole race.
No, there's a reason for it. Because, like, it's like... But there, like we said, there are very smart black people, but... The thing is like you say, it seems like the majority of them does not put the work in.
I don't know. I grew up in a primarily black you know, primarily black area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's pretty run down and ghetto. And I just saw that shit all the time.
What'd you see?
Just walking the streets, nobody fucking works.
No place to go?
Yeah.
They're just hanging out?
Nothing to do. I'm like, why the fuck? You motherfuckers don't have a job. Why don't you try to go get a job? Why don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, even like James posted a thing a few months ago that was like, it was basically like this chick. I think I told you about this. Like she has welfare and she's basically like hasn't tried to get a job, hasn't tried to educate her family, but then she purposely is getting pregnant so that she can get money from the government. And I can't remember the exact statistics, but she has something like 5 or 6 kids from like 3 or 4 different guys. And I'm like,
that's everybody. That's not just black people. That's everybody that does that shit. And that's why.
That is nuts though to me, because I'm like, why would you even? And then she wants to purposely get pregnant again and with like some random, you know? And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, why would you even want that? That's like the opposite of what I
want.
Because
they don't have to work or do anything. They can just sit there and stay at home. The government pays for them.
And just trash up their body and not even have self-respect.
That's the problem. Like, I always thought, like, you know, the idea of welfare and things like that are government assistance makes sense if you use it and not abuse it. But everybody fucking abuses it. Yeah. 80% of the people that are on it abuse it, and they get lazy, and I mean...
But I wouldn't even want to have a kid just to be like, I can get money from the government if I get knocked up again. With fifth baby daddy.
Well,
why would you want that? Why would you want to deal with like 5 men and from your past?
But if you've already been living off of government assistance for the last 4 or 5 years and now you're about to run out because you need another kid to keep living the life you've been living off that money, you're like, well, fuck it, I'll pop out another kid and that way I can get some more money so I can keep this lifestyle.
But then you have
up.
To like deal with the kid for the rest and then you and then the kid's going to be like, where's daddy? And you're going to be like, daddy gone. You know, like why you don't you See, actually want to deal with that? Like, I would not
want to
deal with
that. Well, it's either that or you deal with taking care of 4 kids on a minimum wage salary, and nobody wants to do that. They'd rather live off government assistance and not have to work.
See, and then those kids...
Why don't they try?
Those kids are the ones that are just like, well, what's the easy job to get? I'm going to sell drugs. And
yeah,
what
the cycle
continues.
And make, the cycle continues.
It does continue, but...
And we're not making it up. This is shit that happens.
Yeah,
and
those I know it happens. I see it all the time.
Yeah, and then we wonder why, if you're going to generalize that or stereotype that, well, you can't stereotype something that's not true. You know, to a degree, you can't.
Yeah, because how do you get the idea?
I'm not trying to generalize it into black people. I just, where I grew up and what I see mostly is that race. I mean, I see white people do it too.
Yeah.
I see, you know, Hispanics do it. I see, you know.
Yeah, they all do.
Really, the only people I don't see it doing is Asians. But
I wonder, because they're too busy. Because
they killed their kids instead.
That's right.
They're like, we don't want it.
But, you
it's
know,
a girl.
I mean,
die.
I hate to do be
Asians,
that way.
Do Asians not do that?
I'm sure they do, but I've just never
like,
seen them.
Is this just like is this just like in Do the Right Thing? Remember when they're all destroying... All destroying the places and then the Asians like, I see you steal! No. Remember at the end of Do the Right Thing, after they've already burned down the pizzeria.
Right.
And then they're like, who's next? And they go across the street and it's like the Asian market guy who's always looking at the black people thinking they're going to steal something.
Right. Yeah.
And then when they come up, it's like, you don't care about us. And then the Asian guy has his broom. He's trying to hit everyone. He's like, you don't understand. I'm black.
Right.
Me black. You know what I mean? It's like, you're not black, motherfucker. You're not black. You don't understand. It's true. But you know, his place was not on fire.
Right.
It might have get set on fire later on, but I'm not sure.
Well, the thing is, in the history of the world and all these other, like all these people at the science fair, they've come from shitty ass other countries and they're doing, you know, they're making it happen.
Yeah.
There's all these other cultures that have been run down.
And what's amazing is a lot of the technology that
fucked with and, you know, deprived and all this other shit, but everybody else seems to be making it and doing what they got to do.
Yeah. And it's amazing because we were talking about technology before, and while listening to these kids do their interviews, and the question's always been like, what technology did you use to make this happen? And they're like, actually, like, we barely even use technology. I use pencil, paper and pencil. And we just thought about it. And like, that's something that really anyone can get.
Well, I'm saying it's a matter of just doing it, you know, going out there and actually doing it and not, you know.
That's actually the main step.
And everything, just doing it.
Is that
get out there and do it?
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of people, and I've run into this.
When people saying no, you can't do something, just fucking go do it, man.
Yeah,
just
that's one thing that like since even the beginning of me or any of us making something, we all make something. Is that when you wake up in the morning, there's two choices you make. You can either get out of bed and do something, or you can stay in bed and just just continue to vegetate. You know what I mean? And that's, those are the choices that we make. You can get up and do something, or stay in bed, or stay around, lounge around and not do something. Doesn't matter what you do, but that's, those are the real choices in life. And a lot of people really, they just want to stay home. And I don't know, I have a problem. I can't just lay, I almost have an extreme problem of like, I can't lay in bed and just be like, I'm laying in bed, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But we live in a time now where everyone is pushing for open access.
Yeah.
And like free information, free everything. It's like, I don't see like how, if you want to learn how to do something, even if it's like,
everything's at your fingertips.
But even if it's like home repair or like how to fix a broken toilet or something, and like how to do stuff like that or handyman work, you can find out how to do some of that online. And like some of those kids could learn how to do that and have a very profitable career, because people always need their homes fixed and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, even that at like a minimal thing, it's like that people could learn that, and it's a good career if you want to do that. So I just don't understand how like people don't take initiative to like learn.
The only thing that's stopping someone from doing something is themselves, usually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
We brought it. We took it out.
We're getting political.
Are we getting political?
A little bit.
Was it political?
I don't know.
We talked about communism
a
little bit.
I'm sure we offended a bunch of people, but
just in the sense, just like with my images being flagged or any images being flagged,
don't listen.
Yeah. Well, also, if you're not offending someone, you're not doing something right.
Right.
You know what I mean? But thanks for Brian for being on the show again.
Yeah. Thanks, Jess.
This show is brought to you by Straight Productions, astraightproductions.com. You can also check out my new work at joecarabello.com. Also, goastray.tumblr.com. Of course, one-shots.com. Brian and I make films every single month. Go check them out.
That's right.
And also, there's always one I'm missing. There is always one. What do you got, Carolyn?
I have a comic strip called Curls. You can read at curls-studio.com. And also check out the blog for all the information on our tour. And also read about the past 5 years in the archives on curls-studio.com. Also, we are doing another Cartoonist Draw Blood Drive, and it's on May 31st at Seekers Church near Tacoma Park. It's going to be amazing. Basically, we're working with the American Red Cross. You donate your blood and get a sketch from a local artist. Amazing sketches. Sometimes we have caricatures, sometimes we can draw whatever you would like, and sometimes Steve Artley will draw you a werewolf or a mummy or a vampire. Vampire is pretty cool when you get your blood drawn. But yeah, again, go to curls-studio.com for all the information on Cartoonist Draw Blood. And to book your appointment, we have the information there.
And the only place to find Brian Sarvis online, or it's not even online, but it's through your own smartphone application, is on Instagram. What is it? At BSarvHPP?
Yep.
Yes. Follow him. And he might follow you, but he might not follow you. But follow
that's
him.
That's the only thing I'm on.
That's the only thing he's on. He's the only thing. Also, you can check out this show also on Stitcher Radio, thecarolynandjoeshow.com, and also iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And that's Brian.
Woohoo!
And we are the kids from yesterday.
Catch you all later.